And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 10th of June, 2025. June 10th is National Herbs and Spices Day. During King Solomon's reign, the Queen of Sheba offered him gold, gemstones, and spices as a fitting tribute. In 1596, Chinese author Li Xichen published a Chinese herbal book mentioning over 1,000 medicinal plants. Emperor Charlemagne felt so passionately about them that he put together a list of 74 different herbs and had them planted in his gardens. Emperor Charlemagne said, "Herbs are the friends of physicians and the praise of cooks." In the 1200s, thanks to Marco Polo and other explorers, spices and herbs began to be traded worldwide as commodities. The spice trade involved historical civilizations in Asia, Northeast Africa, and Europe. Spices such as cinnamon, cassia, cardamom, ginger, pepper, nutmeg, star anise, clove, and turmeric were known and used in antiquity and traded in the Eastern world. These spices found their way into the Near East before the beginning of the Christian era, with fantastic tales hiding their true sources. The perfect spice pairings can elevate plant-based meals by adding depth, complexity, and cultural richness without relying on animal products. Experimenting with spices is one of the easiest ways to breathe new life into your vegetable-focused cooking. For example, cumin and turmeric create warm, nutty flavors when sprinkled on roasted vegetables. Meanwhile, a mix of garlic powder, onion powder, and paprika can form a flavorful foundation for many dishes. Warm, sweet cinnamon, nutmeg, allspice, and cloves add depth to root vegetables and squashes. Earthy cumin, coriander, and turmeric create grounding flavors perfect for legumes and grains. Pungent garlic, ginger, and mustard seed add bite and complexity. Herbaceous herbs like thyme, oregano, and rosemary complement nearly all vegetables. Spicy chili peppers, black pepper, and cayenne add heat that can balance sweet vegetables. Herbs and spices are loaded with health benefits as well. For example, they're good for heart health, they're anti-inflammatory, and they have antiviral and antibacterial properties. It's the birthday of Esther Ouwehand, born on this day in 1976. Esther Ouwehand is a Dutch politician serving as leader of the Party for the Animals and is parliamentary group in the House of Representatives since 2019. The Party for the Animals is the world's first party to gain parliamentary seats with an agenda focused primarily on animal rights. The release of Behind the Mask was on this day in 2006. Behind the Mask, the story of the people who risk everything to save animals, is a documentary film about the Animal Liberation Front. It took 3 years of filming, interviewing, and editing to complete. Animal Liberation Front is a movement composed of activists for rescue of animals. The FBI currently ranks them as the number one domestic terrorist threat, despite the fact that they are against harming any living creature, human or non-human, and have not harmed anyone since becoming established in the mid-1970s. Director Shannon Keith gets under the mask of the women and men who reveal their daily struggles in the name of animal liberation. This controversial documentary is interwoven with stories of individuals who face the risk of imprisonment and sometimes even death for their ideals. Winner of numerous awards, the 72-minute investigative film weaves together interviews with some of the leading figures in the animal liberation movement, with undercover footage of animals in laboratories, as well as being liberated and in loving sanctuaries. And it was on this day in 2024, The Guardian published the article titled, "Elephants Call Each Other by Name, Study Finds." Researchers used an artificial intelligence algorithm to analyze calls by two herds of African savanna elephants in Kenya. Elephants call out to each other using individual names that they invent for their fellow pachyderms. The research not only shows that elephants use specific vocalizations for each individual, but that they recognize and react to a call addressed to them while ignoring those addressed to others. And here's a verse from the book of 1 Kings for today. She then gave the king 4.5 tons of gold and also sack after sack of spices and expensive gems. There hasn't been a cargo of spices like that since that shipload the Queen of Sheba brought to King Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 10. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that flavor comes from plants.